This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Once again, we will be sharing global headlines with you, and Jack will be sharing the Bible. He'll be telling us how the global headlines are revealed in the Bible. They're all there. This first headline, Iranian nuclear deal raises fears in the West. The Jerusalem Post, Iran would destroy Israel. U.S. bases. Now they're talking about Israel and 32 of our U.S. bases, if necessary. I wonder if we need an awakening, if we're sort of a Laodicean church and we're just relying on good times. We're not really recognizing the seriousness of the times in which we are, Jack. How about that one? Do you think we are?
2 Timothy 3:1 says, "This know also, the last day perilous, dangerous time shall come." Verse 4, "Because men will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They'll go to these games and they'll pay all kinds of humongous amounts of money for a ticket and drop a dollar in the church basket on Sunday morning for the Lord." You see, they're so wrapped up with this world and pleasure and all the nonsense and the laugh-a-minute shows on television and the movies, they don't have much time for the Lord. And so Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, "The love of many shall wax cold." They're going to become indifferent. "Oh, who cares about the coming of the Lord? I'm having such a great time. What does it matter? We don't believe in signs," just every kind of thing one can say. Now, we ought to be thinking seriously. Why? Last week I told you about the cyber attack, which could knock out everything from one end of America to the other in 15 minutes. And then we've got the electromagnetic pulse. If they shoot up into the heavens from 200 miles out at sea and the atom goes 300 miles into space and mixes with the gamma rays and the materials of the bomb and then comes down and hits the magnetic field, 9 out of 10 of us could die. We're being told, and today we're going to prove it, that Iran will use it if they get the chance. Believe me, we are in trouble. And if there were ever a time we need to get right with God, it's now. And here, they're going to put sanctions on them, and Russia says no. Why? Because Persia, Iran, Ezekiel 35 is going to go with Russia, Ezekiel 38 verses 1 and 2, for the greatest war in history. Let's quit laughing. Let's spend some time on our knees. Let's get into prayer meetings. Let's get our hearts right with God. Let's live for Him again. Time is short. Prepare to meet that God, Amos 4:12.
Very serious, Jack. Well, friends, we're going to be considering something I mentioned right up front. Iranian nuclear deal raises fears in the West. And in risky deal, Ankara seeks security trade. Once again, Iran's nuclear coup.
Now, Iran is either going to become a nuclear power or it will be stopped from doing so by military action. Either a war will be upon us or a cycle of Mideast nuclear proliferations. We better quit laughing. We're living in dangerous times.
You believe that, Jack? We're living in dangerous times, certainly.
Ever.
All right. You heard that word, diplomacy. Let's be diplomatic. All right. Does it work? Does diplomacy really work, Jack? How about that?
My answer is seldom. Let's go back. There was a man in England by the name of Chamberlain, and he met with Hitler a number of times, and he came back to the people of that nation, and he said, "Oh, this Hitler is such a wonderful man. I trust him. He keeps his promises." And he went to Hitler a few times and came home rejoicing in the goodness of this great ruler. Well, Chamberlain was a weak-kneed sister. Winston Churchill said, "This man is a maniac. We're in trouble. Don't try telling our people how wonderful he is. We're going to pay for this one day." And they did, because it wasn't long until the German Luftwaffe came over to the UK and bombed hundreds of people to death.
Then my next question would have to be, who's going to begin this Middle East war that the Bible does predict, Jack?
Oh, this is interesting, because in your English Bible, it just says chief prince, because a Rosh is a chief, someone who's high up and heads up organizations. But Rosh is also a proper name. For instance, my name is Jack, and a Jack will hold up a car while changing a tire. But Jack is a proper name. I'm a person. And Rosh is the name of the nation that's going to lead this war. And in Hebrew today, it's still Rosh. And in Greek, it's Russia. And in English, it's Russia. And you can see Ezekiel 38, verses 15, they come from the north. Ezekiel 39, verses 1 and 2, from the north. If you draw a line from Israel to Moscow to the North Pole, you go right straight through that city. No doubt about it. What a day to be alive. 2,500 years after this is written, we're seeing it come to pass. And of course, they're defeated in chapter 39, verses 1 and 2. I'm against thee, O Gog, the Russian prince of Moscow and Tobolsk. I'll leave but the sixth part of thee. 5/6 of their armies are going to fall. And included in that will be, watch this now, I'm not going to name them all, Persia in verse 5, who changed his name to Iran in 1935, you big shot. Ahmadinejad, you're going to have egg on your face before long.
The Lord is coming back, and he's going to stop this war. How great. He's going to stop Armageddon. Aren't you happy if you know the Lord and you know the one who's going to stop the war? I'm so happy about that, Jack.
Amen. We're going to be gone too, Rexella. Come up hither. We're going to miss it all.
Right.
Revelation 3:10.
I love it. The Bible is up to date. And again, he says, Israel at end of line will soon fade away. Are you kidding? All right, that's a statement he made. Iran presidency's countdown to Israel's end. And Iran, Israel, U.S. will soon die. Hey, did you notice we're included there? Israel, U.S. will soon die. They're including us. Follow God or vanish, Ahmadinejad tells the West. And that's his God, not Jehovah God. And Netanyahu, world is gradually accepting Iran's extermination calls. And Ahmadinejad, God told me we would win. Well, I'll tell you, will Iran's threats succeed as far as Israel's concerned? Will they wipe them off the face of the earth?
Absolutely not. If there's any race that Yahweh, God, loves upon the face of the earth, it's the Jew. They are his chosen people. Deuteronomy 7, verses 7 and 8. The Lord did not choose you because you were the greatest in number, but because he loved you, Israel. He loves the Jew so much that he calls the Jewish people the apple of his eye, Zechariah 2, verse 8. And though they failed him often, he is married to them and says in Jeremiah 3:14, return, you backsliding children, for I'm married unto you. Israel is the wife of Yahweh God. The church of Jesus Christ is the bride of the Lord Jesus, Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8. That's where the ceremony takes place. And not only that, but Israel is God's elect. What? I thought the church was elect. That's the bride of Christ. And we're elect in Titus 1:1 and 1 Peter 1:2. But the Jew, Isaiah 42:1, 45:4, 65:9, and verse 22. And they're always going to be his elect. And he says, I'm going to give you an everlasting name. Isaiah 56:5, I'm going to protect you. I'll rain fire and brimstone upon Gog of Magog and the Persia, Iran, and Turkey that goes with them. You can't beat Yahweh God. And here's a little man who is the second Hitler who says, I'm going to obliterate every Jew from the face of the earth. As I said earlier, he's claiming Psalm 83:4, I will erase the Jew from off the face of the earth. He's not going to do it. You anti-Semites, you're going to pay for it because God loves Israel. And we're told to pray for the peace of Jerusalem because they will prosper who love you, Psalm 122:6.
Well, you know where the Lord is coming back. He's coming back. He's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives. How wonderful to know Israel will be in existence, because he's going to set his foot on the Mount of Olives. If he were to come right now, would you welcome him? Would you want him here? Would you want him to find you as you are? How wonderful to know that you can have peace in your heart because he wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your Savior now. Oh, Jack, show everyone how they can be converted now.
Look at me. There's only one way. His name is Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And he alone can do it. No one else. No one else. So look at me and from your heart, pray this. Lord Jesus, sent by the Father to be the Savior of the whole world. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Oh, the cross on which you so agonizingly suffered for me to carry all my sin. I lay all my burdens, all my sins on you today, Jesus. Come into my heart. Save me. Pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Oh, amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer. How wonderful to have the Savior in your life. And if you did make that decision, there's my address. Please write to me. I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet. First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord will wipe away anything in your life you don't want there with His blood, and He will make a new life for you. Friends, I really love this, and it's for you. It's never too late to make a fresh start with God. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.